The Marvel movie Avengers Infinity War opens this weekend. Advance ticket sales are topping even those for Black Panther. The film brings together storylines from all over the Marvel universe, and it's being advertised with a certain finality.
The end is near.
That's the villain talking, and critic Bob Mondello says he is, in a way, talking about the series itself.
The Avengers are forever saving the world. They've done that in 3 movies, countless comic books, but this time they're up against a big guy named Thanos, and it's not just the world that's in danger, at least according to Thanos' estranged daughter.
The entire time I knew him, he only ever had one goal: to wipe out half the universe. If he gets all the Infinity Stones, he can do it with the snap of his fingers. Just like that.
We're going to need some help.
Some help is soon on the way, and by that I mean so many superheroes and hangers-on from every nook and cranny of the Marvel Cinematic Universe that the only way I can fit them all into this review is to tap into my own, admittedly minor, superpower and release my inner Gilbert and Sullivan. Hulk and Thor and Cap and Loki, Pepper Potts and Iron Man, Black Widow, Heimdall, Bucky Barnes and Teen Web Slinging Spider-Man. From Guardians there's Rocket, Groot and Big Eye, Drax the Destroyer, plus Star-Lord and Gamora and her cyber-sibling Nebula. Wakanda sending T'Challa, who is Black Panther, as you know, along with brilliant Shuri, Okoye, M'Baku, and Io. The Scarlet Witch and Mantis will be joined by Doctor Strange and Wong. Plus Falcon, War Machine, and Vision. Man, this list is getting long. But will they be enough? Well, that's the story in Marvel's, shall we say, Oceans 28, and I'm honor-bound not to spoil it. I can say that our heroes have their work cut out for them, not just battling Thanos and his metal-gray henchfolk, but also explaining things like Infinity Stones, so you'll know why folks are throwing asteroid-sized objects at one another. Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man and Benedict Cumberbatch's Doctor Strange do the expository heavy lifting.
You could destroy life on a scale hitherto undreamt of.
Did you seriously just say hitherto undreamt of?
Speaking of Downey and Cumberbatch, or rather of their screen lives elsewhere, I remember finding a volume of the complete Sherlock Holmes when I was a kid and sitting down to gorge on the stories all at once and realizing as I got to the 11th or so that I'd learned the rhythms and wasn't being surprised anymore. We are now at number 19 in the Marvel movies. I say this simply as an aside.
It's forward in time to see all the possible outcomes. Did we win any?
The 3 Chrises, Evans, Hemsworth, and Pratt, are present and accounted for, with Captain America doing his decent soldier thing while the others, playing intergalactic pretty boys,
join us,
puff out their chests amusingly.
Join us, mightiest heroes. Not today, sir.
Are you making your voice deeper?
No.
You are. Just did it again.
You're entertaining the goddamn.
This is my voice.
Give credit to directors Joe and Anthony Russo for keeping storylines straight and for impressive crowd control, despite some understandable overlap in costumes and superpowers when you cram this many heroes into one movie. It's mostly possible to tell who's doing what to whom, even if the filmmakers lay on too many climactic battles that aren't actual climaxes. To leave no stone unturned, as it were, the film travels to Greenwich Village, Scotland, a planet called Nowhere, as in I know where they've hidden the stones, also to Wakanda, which got the biggest cheer at my screening, with Black Panther having the honor of hosting the Earth version of the apocalypse.
When you said we were going to open Wakanda to the rest of the world, this is not what I imagined.
What did you imagine?
The Olympics? Maybe even a Starbucks?
Central to all this is Josh Brolin's wistfully misguided, persuasively villainous villain, conducting a galaxy-crushing scavenger hunt for the stones that will give him one bedazzled glove to rule them all.
This does put a smile on my face.
Infinity War's place in the Avengers saga is much like that of the middle chapters in the Lord of the Rings or Star Wars trilogies. Its chief purpose is to leave you hungry for the finale, and it does that, not so much with inspiration as with the well-oiled efficiency we've come to expect from Marvel. I'm Bob Mondello.